Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, when it comes to having the best people, I know I've got the market cornered on that because I have the best doorman right there. He lets me know. Sure, he calls him an intruder, but he's just trying to stay on top of things, and I like him. Hi, good evening. Welcome once again to Madame Perry's Salon, the podcast with more celebrities than the last inauguration. I am your host, cruise director, and spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer Perry, or some like Carrie Dunn call me J-Mod, just whatever. We don't stand on formalities with the madam. I am just very proud to be here. I want to say is, once again, I know I said it last night, but thanks to everyone who has been subscribing. You know, with podcasts, there's so many platforms to subscribe on, like here with Blog Talk Radio, but you can also subscribe to my podcast and pretty much everybody else's on iTunes, Apple iTunes, or Stitcher, Podcast FM, Last FM, I think Blueberry. There's probably a whole lot more that are somewhere making a little bit of change off of me that I don't even know about. But anyway, when you subscribe and when you share and when you listen and download, of course, the downloads are at no cost, you help me to continue to bring so many great guests like I've had recently and like I've got coming up in the near future, and like I've got tonight. But first, to give some news, you know, we had Mae McCarthy on a few weeks ago. The first time she was on, she was talking about finance, and this time she was on a few weeks ago talking about forgiveness and about neuroimaging done by a doctor who helped her with the book or co-wrote the book with her about how forgiving can actually make you less stressed, make you smarter, and then I guess it just frees up your brain to think of things you should think of instead of harboring a grudge and so forth. But forgiveness making you much smarter, and I love her. And she also said if you go to her website, Mary T. McCarthy, MCCARTHY.com, she will give you the first three chapters free. You can download them all there. Also, we had Amy Holland, and I believe she's a, you know, she's a singer and songwriter and musician, and we loved having Amy on. I think she's still on tour right now. She's she's on tour as a backup singer for her husband, who she met when he was hired by the record company as her piano player. But of course, we all know and love him, Michael McDonald from the Doobies and Steely Dan. So if you get a chance to go see Amy Holland and Michael McDonald on tour, dude, they are just amazing. And been married, what, about 31 years? Not too shabby for show business. And coming soon, I have August McLaughlin. Her book is called Girl Boner. She also has a podcast, too. Girl Boner just, I think it's just published last week, but I got an advanced copy and read it, and she's fantastic. Also, tomorrow night, Kenneth W. Kane. And Kenneth's been on before for his work and also in support of other authors who are published through Crystal Lake Publishing, Joe Meinhardt and everybody at Crystal Lake Publishing, Paula Limbaugh, their marketing director. They are the most wonderful people, and every book out of there is high quality, and every author is always there to support other authors. So Kenneth's going to be on talking about his newest book called A Season in Hell. So it's not just a suspense horror book. It's also got some baseball in it and, I don't know, maybe some time travel, but I love a book with baseball in it somewhere. So we look forward to having Kenneth Cain back tomorrow night. You know he's always fun. But tonight is someone that's their first time at Madame Perry's Salon. So I know you're going to make them feel welcome, and I think you're going to enjoy this. He's written several novels. He's a professional marketer, had his own business, but he's had part of several anthologies or collections of short stories like Uncommon Heroes and Cars, as novellas. He's also has a book called Haley's Gift and Eight Other Extraordinary Tales, and also all the tales are by him. And Heroes, Dogs, and Cars, you know that's my subject. And he's even the technical manual called Questionnaire Design for Business Research, a technical book on marketing research practices. It's got a pretty wide range. But tonight he's here to talk about his brand new book, a novel called Caitlin's Mooring. And his name is Carrie Villazara. Carrie, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come on in and sit down.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And,
it's good to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. I hope you found a nice
It's good to be with you.
Sit on. It's a little dim here, and I know it's Moroccan design, but it's all right. Yeah, this is your first time here in the Genie Bottle, and we're so glad to have you. I want you to feel comfortable, so if you need anything, let us know. Carrie, congratulations. Okay, all right, I'll send somebody
out
for it.
No, I'm just teasing.
No, sometimes I have a guy here that serves drinks, and he's not in here now. He's probably at the bar cart by now anyway.
I think I best keep my wits about me.
So, well, congratulations on your newest book, Caitlin's Mooring, and it's your first book with to be put out by Glass Spider Publishing, as I understand.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Although the folks at Glass Spider and I have been talking about other works that we might collaborate on as well.
Sweet. I like that. Vince Fott, of course, the owner of Glass Spider Publishing, quite a guy. And
yeah, he gets my vote, definitely. I like working with Vince. So.
Oh, we've had many long conversations. And also, like you and I, he is a dog lover, so that's even better.
Right. I think actually it's his wife that's really the quintessential dog lover. I think he goes along for the ride, but I think he's, you know, I think he enjoys the dogs as well, but I think she's the real impetus.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Well, hey, let's talk about Caitlin's Mooring. It was just published. It's still fresh out the box. In fact, I even saw, I think, on Twitter and on your Facebook author page where you had the reveal opening the box, and it's got a great cover.
Yep, thank you.
And
I can't take credit for the cover.
Tell us.
I have a cover designer, woman by the name of Judith, out of Barcelona, Spain, actually. It's a long story how we met, but I won't bore anybody with it. But she and I have, this is actually the second cover she's done for me. She did the cover for the last novel before this, The Lottery Curse, as well. So she's, wonderful person to work with. And since she's fluent in English, it makes it very easy for me to correspond with her.
All right. So you went to Barcelona. How fantastic. How international. Which is good. You've already got
I'm just softening her up, Jennifer, so that when I want to go to Barcelona, I got someplace to stay. That's really my motive.
Fantastic. Okay.
Sure, I didn't know that yet, so don't spread it around.
Hey, your secret's safe with me.
Okay. Yeah.
And anybody listening, this is a pretty legit group. They won't tell anything they shouldn't. They won't talk out of school. But, you know, after all, most of my listeners, you know, they always break down where my listeners come from. Most of it's the U.S. and Canada. And they tell me who the top five group of listeners. And then going down from that, it's usually the U.K. and Japan and Kazakhstan.
Sure. Now, those are some interesting countries to put in the mix.
I know. So, so that'll
I'm sure
that'll
there's
give
a story behind
mix.
That.
I wish I knew what it was, too. I know. All I know is that, well, you know, my husband's in satellite communications, and, you know, most of the, and he's, of course, everybody in that business that's been in it knows everybody else in the business, and most of the launches are done from Kazakhstan. So maybe that's it. I don't know. But. Let's do. Tell me what this book is about. Tell me who is Caitlin. Caitlin Thorne.
Sure.
Tell us who she is.
The title. Once you read the book, you would readily understand that there's double entendre at work here. Caitlin is a 20-year-old woman. Currently, when the book opens, a student at Boston University, not too far from where I live, actually. And she makes some questionable decisions, and then she gets a phone call from her grandfather with some very serious news, and that's how the story begins. And she then very rapidly has to move into coping mode and dealing with. Something that she has precipitated, and then something that the external that happened in Maine, where her family is from, where she's from, a little place called Owl's Cove, Owl's Head. Sorry, it is a cove, and it's near Rocklandtech. For those of you who are familiar with the Maine coast, and that's essentially how the story begins. I don't know how much to give away here, Jennifer. I'll let you, guide me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before we give away more, I want to say, if you want to talk to Carrie tonight, talk about his new book, his old books, or just say congratulations, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. It's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. And Carrie, we already have a caller. Welcome. Let me get them in this. Welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Thanks for calling, and say hello to Carrie Azara.
Hello.
And tell us who you are.
Jennifer, I can't hear the person, whoever it is.
Yeah, I can't either. Maybe they've got on hold, or maybe they don't. If you're calling from the 818 area code.
Yeah. Are they still muted, perhaps?
No, I've just taken them off of mute, but that's a good question to ask. I took them off of mute, so they should be able to hear if they can still hear me. Anyway, if you're the caller from 818 area code, you're on the air. Come on and say hello. We're happy to have you here. Okay. Or if you just got a little stage fright. Sometimes people call because they can call and listen to the podcast on their phones, but the phone number comes up in the caller's list. They just want to listen. But, some people are a little shy on the radio, so they just want to listen. Thank you for listening. And if you want to say something to Carrie, please say hello to us, and we're happy to have you here. So, anyway,
646-716-9922.
To talk to Carrie. So go tell us more about the book.
Well, recently,
Caitlin, how did you come up with the character? Is she based on someone that you already know?
She is not based on someone I know per se. An imaginary character. However, and I get asked this quite a bit, and I've been walking around town talking to people about the book launch we're having on Saturday. It's a book signing at one of the independent bookstores here, as you know. And so as I'm talking with folks about, you know, the event and asking some of the retailers around town to put up a poster, you know, to announce the event, people are asking, well, you know, is this a true story? Is there anything about this story that, you know, is true? And the answer is yes. A few years back, close to maybe four, I was up in Maine myself and going to a conference with other authors, doing a little teaching on some marketing strategies they might use. And anyway, make a long story short, at lunch I met this young woman who talked about her son and his great-grandfather. Apparently, it was a gap of two generations, and that gap and the fact that he and his great-grandson bonded together, that was the male model that this young man had. And she talked a little bit about how wonderful that was and how interesting the relationship was and how strong it was. And that really impressed me, and it kind of just, you know, stayed with me. And I didn't do anything about it for, you know, probably months, but it incubated. And I, using that little sort of core of truth in terms of the real story, that's how I developed the novel.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's why, you know, and I know reading it just really gives a ring of truth to the character and the situation. I see why.
And I didn't know how she and her family had this gap, so I had to, you know, invent that. And as any good fiction writer does, that's part of the fun, right? And it actually is fun. I was talking to someone today via email, or having a email conversation, and I was saying, you know, I've got the best job in the world because all I do is work from home, and I spend the whole day making stuff up. And person thought that was pretty funny, but it's true. You know, I mean, how many people have the job where they get to go into their office, which, by the way, is just a walk down my flight, one flight of steps for me, and then I did this for this short commute, and then, you know, you get to sit down and just, you know, as I said, make stuff up all day. You know, you got to, you know, go out there and make sure things have some authenticity to them, but, you know, you make up characters, you make up the dialogue, you make up, you know, whatever else.
Wow. Yeah, dialogue. Now, I don't write. I write what I hope are humorous essays. They'll either make you laugh or they might help cure you of that pesky insomnia if you have it. But I've tried to give a shot at fiction. I'm just not very good at it. But how do you create the dialogue the way that you do, Carrie, that makes it sound authentic? And, you know, I've told you, for clients, as a publicist, I can do Twitter for people and keep the comments and everything in their voice, something that they would say that would sound normal for them. But those are little short bits for an entire thing. I have read and heard that the playwright David Mamet eavesdrops on people in cafes, restaurants, wherever he is. He'll eavesdrop on conversations to get little bits to put in his plays. Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, not exactly. I grew up in a very large extended family, and I spent a lot of time, it turns out, I'll get into reasons if people want, but I spent a lot of time with my mom's other five sisters and their daughters. I was the first grandson, and much to my grandmother's delight. And another grandson didn't come by for many years later. So I was surrounded by women, and I learned essentially, you know, kind of, I think, a little bit about how women think and about how they feel, you know, how they deal with things through their own feelings and how they dialogue that. So it kind of, you know, it just kind of taught me because I lived it. And not that all my characters are, you know, main characters are women or female. In fact, in this book, two significant characters, the boy and the grandfather, obviously are male. So Dialogue just sort of comes because I've just listened a lot, you know. And I had, believe me, I had to. You know, you're sitting in a room with my generally two or three of my aunts and their daughters, numbering two or three per family, and you know, you're the only guy. You do end up listening, you know. just the way it was.
Pretty cool. So, when did you first know that you could create stories and characters and plots?
If you ask my mom that question, she would tell you that I started writing stories was it sixth grade, I think, and to prove it, after I published my first book, she pulled this story out and said, "See here. This is and you got a B+, you know." So I guess if you take her perspective, that it goes pretty far back. But I did a lot of writing professionally, you know, in professional settings and very technical stuff. I didn't really get the fiction bug until about 6 years ago, and that was quite a circuitous path to get there. Actually, I started writing stories about cars because I was selling them on eBay, and I had learned that if you put a story with your item, depending on what item it is, you can get a lot more eyeballs on the item, and you know, increase your obviously your potential. So I did that for two or three cars, and I did get a lot of eyeballs. I didn't sell all of those cars. Two out of three isn't bad, and then I started writing stories about cars I wasn't selling, and one of my kids said, "Dad, those are pretty good stories. You should write a book and put all the short stories into a book." And I said, "No, I'm not doing that." So, but you know, the idea kind of stuck with me, you know, and my kids can be, you know, they can be nags, you know, so they nag me. In a good way. Anyway, that's the, you know, that was the beginnings, if you will, of the first novel, Uncommon Heroes and Cars.
What a fantastic story.
Yes, every author, I'm sure,
really
has a story. Yeah.
So, but I don't always have the one where the kids kind of nag them into going ahead, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the advantage of becoming an author after you essentially are, you know, thinking about retiring from your profession, which I was at the time. Now that I am retired, although sometimes I want, am I retired really? It feels like I'm working pretty hard, so I don't know, but I am enjoying it. So.
Yeah. I don't think you're retired. Hey, if you want to talk to Cary V. Azara about his brand new book, Caitlin's Moorings. Or and also, if you're anywhere near the Boston area, anywhere, this Saturday he's got a book launch party with free pizza from 1 to 3, pizza, beverages, live music. Hey, I might even be there. I think I am going to be there. Tell everybody you know to come on to it and come out and see us. I've got three calls here waiting for you, Cary, so I'm going to bring them in once, greet them, and bring them in one at a time, introduce them into the genie bottle. Now I've got four. Wow. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Hello. I'm here with Cary V. Azara. Come on in and tell us who you are, because I think it's my buddy Vince, the filmmaker and musician.
Hey. How are you?
Hey. Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I am going crazy, but a good crazy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know. You got TV shows, you got films. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited. And this guy here with me now, Cary V. Azara, which, to do with some kind of disclosure, if I have to, he's also my new client. He's got a brand new book. And meet Cary. Cary, meet Vince.
Hi, Cary. How are you? Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, nice
all
to
right.
be with you.
Thank you. Likewise, I'm reading your log line here, and this is a very interesting story. Looks like it would make a great screenplay.
That's interesting you say that. Clearly, it was not written that way, per se, but I've gotten a few reviews already, posted, and at least two of them have said the same thing. So I'm starting to, as I said earlier, things incubate in my head, and that thought is starting to incubate a little too.
Yeah, this is a narrative that it's been done differently a few times. This is a very popular narrative because it's a cause and effect, butterfly effect type of a spirituality to it. And first of all, I have five children, and I shudder to even think losing any of them at any point. But then I've heard of parents, they'll lose a child, and when a child's lost in infancy, then they have another child and they would even name that child the same name again, which a lot of, Vedic type religions, they guard against that and they say you shouldn't do that and blah, blah, blah. And that whole nine yards. And I was remembering the pet cemetery thing all over again. So these themes have been like popping up around my head and around my idea pool. Yeah. So to see this is like, once again, Madame Perry reaches into her realms of crystal ballishness and does this thing. And she asks Vince to step through a door, and he does. And he just walks right into something that is, you and Kenya,
well,
y'all do
you
that.
Did.
I just,
I'm
yeah,
glad you
thank
did.
You. Like,
you
likewise.
Know, I'm a connector.
Earlier, Jennifer, earlier you said something about, that, you felt the authenticity of the book. And I wasn't planning to share this necessarily, but part of the reason perhaps is that, my mom and dad lost a child, my sister, when I was 16 years old. So I know what it felt like for a parent, I obviously knew what it felt like for me as a sibling, but I also, got a front seat, unfortunately, for what it's like for a parent to lose a child.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But you do.
Likewise.
We're talking 50 years ago, so,
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. It has a way. We have a way of crystallizing things, and they pop up in us. They pop up no matter what. So you can't something like that. You think you're suppressing it. It's like whack-a-mole. It's going to come up somewhere else.
Well, I don't know that I was truly suppressing it. I think I was really just using it. In a way. I mean, it came naturally. I mean, as I explained with how I got to the story in the first place, and then. Because there was this two generation gap, I had to come up with a reason for that. So I did.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. I've got four of the people waiting to talk. Vince, you've got your own cushion here in the genie bottle. You're beloved here. So I want you to get comfortable.
Yes. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Today or not?
Yes.
I had a full day in the studio. I just came out of a meeting. And I took the break to call you guys, but I love running into this book. It looks very interesting, and I'll be down in Barnes & Noble. It's my hangout.
Okay, what about
– and stay in touch. Give me I'm sure Jennifer can give you my email and that sort of thing.
No problem. I'm real easy to find. Real easy to find. It's B-L-E-E-V on any Google search you'll get me.
Okay, terrific.
All right. One of our calls dropped. I hope we'll call back. It's somebody, I believe, calling from around Macon, Georgia, I think was the exchange. So if you can call back, that will be great. I'm sorry you had to drop off the call. But I'm going to bring in everybody else that's waiting because I also have my, not my doorman, but I also have my one of my bartender, actually. And he will take your drink orders, and then we'll continue the conversation. So first let me bring in everybody else. I want you to say hello.
Okay.
And then I'll bring in Duffy, my bartender, and he'll take care of everybody. So first right here, hello. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. How you doing? Come on in and say and introduce yourself and say hello.
Me? Or someone else?
Hello.
Me?
You. Yeah.
Me? Okay. Jennifer, this is your favorite feminist science fiction scholar from New York. This is Marlene Barr.
Marlene Barr! Oh, my God.
And I wanted to call in because I really want to congratulate Carrie Azara on his new book, Caitlin's Mooring. I'm a literary critic, and it looks great to me, and I can't wait to go and read it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
so
wonderful
much.
To hear.
I talked
it
about you
really,
last night. I had the people from
I heard. Yes, I know. I heard and I listened. I'm a bit also not only am I a literary critic and a science fiction scholar, but I'm a very big Yenta. So of course I could not listen to my colleagues from B Cubed. So I listened, and the show was great. And I've been listening to the show too, and this is also wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
so much. And
so
Marlene,
I just wanted to.
I don't know how long. Before you go, and thank you so much for calling on care and congratulations. Would you give us the name of your new book? Would you say it on the air?
Yes. When Trump Changed, the Feminist Science Fiction Justice League Quashes the Orange Outrage Pussy Grabber by BQ Press.
Yay!
And at least Kelly Azara, unlike me, he has a normal title. Caitlin's Mooring is normal. Mine is not normal, but I'm told it's good.
It's definitely intriguing.
So,
Go back and listen to my show with Marlene. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, so I just wanted to wish you all the best of luck with your new novel, because there's no greater pleasure, and I'm glad I know about it, and I'm going to go read it.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure. I'm glad to.
Okay. Hi again, Jennifer. I love
you,
and I'm signing off.
I love you too. No, that's okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
What a fun person.
Don't we sound just alike, Marlene and I?
Yeah, there's some similarity. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're both very fun. You know, you're both very lively and energetic. Yeah.
I love her. She's an academic, but she's a fun academic. So I just adore her. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring in a couple of more people now that have been waiting on the line, and then the person from Middle Georgia is also called back. So let me get these people in just one at a time. All right, from the 717 area code region, come on in. Welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. With Carrie Azara and my friend Vincent Levy. And Bryant, and so come on in and tell us who you are.
Well, hi, Madam Perry. This is William Herr. We spoke earlier one time, didn't we?
Oh, my gosh, yes, William Herr, the author. I was talking about you to my neighbor the other night.
I heard. My ears were itching, and I just thought I ought to stop by. And plus, you invited me to come by. And, Carrie, congratulations on your new book. I'm looking forward to reading it, and I'll drop you a review, of course. But what I was really interested in is reading some background on you is that you do dog rescue, don't you?
We've been known to rescue a dog or two, yes.
Yeah, my wife and I do the same thing. I just wanted to hear a little bit more about that. My wife and I, we rescue bully breeds, rehabilitate them, give them a job, and they're just happy as clams. And I'd love to hear more about your rehabilitation. And and by the way, Madam Perry, I am very far afield right now. In fact, if I were to somehow trip and fall off of the little town that I am sitting in right now, I would achieve terminal velocity before I landed on your house.
What?
I am about as far up in the Rockies as it is possible to get. So there you go.
Wow.
I'm not in Pennsylvania today. Thank
you for dropping in, and tell your wife we said hello too.
I will. She's sitting right here. But I would love to hear more about your the dog rescuing that you do. And as I said, I'm looking forward to reading your book, and I'll drop you a review.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
And since you're here, before you go, William, please give us the name of your new book, too, because Madam Perry's all about connecting people.
Okay. My newest book, due out in October, is 5:30 Return. It's about the confluence of addiction and corruption in a noir futuristic setting. And, of course, still pushing our way forward with a feature film screenplay that I have under option, and looks like hopefully within the next year or two we'll actually get produced.
That's
great.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
Very good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie.
Are you going to stick around for a minute?
You know what? I'm going to let you go because the uh, the uh, connection is really spotty here, so I'd probably drop off mid-word, but I'm going to listen as long as I can while I still have connection.
Hey,
and maybe another time we can talk about rescues.
Okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you both said.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I said be careful about that saying drop off. And Carrie just said he'll meet you sometime and you'll talk more about rescues.
All right. Well, I'll watch that first step. It's a doozy. have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love William Hur. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring other people. Hey, this is from calling from Georgia. I believe this is my friend Drew.
Well, hello, Madam Perry. How are you?
Good, good. Is this Drew?
It is.
Welcome to Madam Perry's Salon.
Well, I haven't written a book, so I'm out of place, but I did want to tell Mr. Azar congratulations on his book. It sounds very interesting, and I look forward to reading it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, if you've read a book, then you're not in the wrong place, because that's what this is about.
Well, and I'm a fellow dog lover, so
excellent.
So it doesn't surprise me that Jennifer has a dog lover on there too. So
true. If you know anything about me, you know that. Drew, if you could just sit still for a second, I'm going to bring in a few other people. If you could just kind of move down, make a little bit more room.
Sure.
I've got plenty of cushions in here. I'm going to bring in everybody that's on the line, and I want to get my bartender to go get some drinks for everybody, okay? So let me bring the bartender in because he's been waiting for 14 minutes, and he's got a job to do. Duffy Odom.
Hello. Hello there.
Hey, Duffy Odom. Duffy, you are
the
man.
You think you sound like a New York Jew? Where did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't see the connection
me?
There.
Do you?
And how could you not remember how could you not remember the title of her book? The title is
Say
Trump, Superhero Lady, and going, I don't know, I'm going to have to buy it and memorize the title.
I know. Well, listen. I'm going to bring three or four people in, Duffy, but if you want to go ahead, you know, Vincent Levy Bryant's here, and I know you know him. Carrie Villazar is here, and he's celebrating his new book, Caitlin's Mourning, which, by the way, Duffy, if you know anybody in Boston, he's having a party this Saturday. It's really kind of Newton, I think it's called, but it's going to be free pizza, 1 to 3, live music. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be doing some magic tricks. Not really. And so, Duffy, if you could roll in the liquor cart while I bring everybody else in, and you could make drinks like you did for the Halloween show.
Okay, what's everybody having?
Okay, well, let me bring get the cart set up, get the glasses out. Hey, call us from 475 area code.
Basically, you're having drinks, right?
I want a Texas margarita or a double cognac.
Okay.
All right.
Either or.
We've got a cask of cognac in the basement, and I'll go get it now because I've been craving.
Awesome. I'm standing by. Get the Louis one, not the VSOP. Get the Louis one.
Let me bring in the new people. Everybody make some room. Calling from the 475 area code, welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Come in and introduce yourself.
Hi, Madam Perry. It's Maggie Lynn Heron Heidel. How are you all there?
Oh, my God. This is the best night ever. Maggie Lynn Heron Heidel. She's got 2 web TV shows, maybe 3 by now. She's a dancer, actor, writer. I can't believe you're here. Thank you so much. I want you to meet Carrie Azara.
No problem.
Well, hello.
Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. And it's very nice to be with you. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'm happy to do so. Sounds like you guys are having a tremendous amount of fun there.
Yeah, do you want Duffy to get you a drink? He's going down.
Oh, don't worry about it.
What's he
getting, Vince?
Okay. So I was going to have a big bill on this show. Okay, great. If you could scoot over, let me bring in somebody else from right here in my city of Atlanta, Georgia. Come on in.
Hello.
Come on in, Atlanta.
Hey,
who's got the 404
Atlanta.
Hello.
Welcome, Atlanta.
Hi.
This
Come on
Matt.
In and introduce yourself.
Hi.
This is who?
Mm-hmm. Am I talking? Let's see. Have I got the. This is Mitch from Atlanta. How are you doing?
Mitch from Atlanta. Oh, my God. Yes, this is Mitch the musician.
Yes, indeed it is. I hope that you're doing well up there in New York.
Yeah, well, Mitch, we're here. We're inside the Genie Bottle. If you could just find yourself a nice cushion to sit on for however long you want to stay. Jeffy's going
to
get you
sounds
a drink.
Good to me.
You tell him what you want.
Well, oh, yeah.
And we're
well,
celebrating.
I don't drink a whole lot of alcohol. I'll just take a nice little spritzer water or something like that. That
right. All right.
Wait, no
that sounds good. And we're celebrating. Yeah. We're celebrating Carrie Azara's new book, Caitlin's Mooring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so get something to celebrate with. We're going to toast him in just a minute.
Absolutely.
So
sounds
get,
good.
Okay. Dang. Did you bring an instrument with you?
No, I wasn't able to bring that. Sorry.
Oh, too bad. Hey, and so I'm going to bring in somebody else who's waiting here, so I'll have everybody
I have my talking
from the
if I
two.
Did, but I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Calling from the 2440 area code.
That's me.
You?
Well, you have.
It's Marilyn. It's Marilyn.
Who?
Marilyn.
It's Marilyn Opitz.
Marilyn. Oh my
beautiful
God.
Beauty.
Marilyn.
Hi, how are you?
This is Marilyn. This is our cosmetic lady that keeps everybody gorgeous. Marilyn, and she's also an actor. Marilyn.
Hi, how are you?
Carrie Azara.
Hi, Marilyn.
Congratulations. Hi.
Marilyn, are you an actress? Actor?
I'm a performer of in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
I do a lot of different things.
I can relate to that.
Hey, Marilyn. Carrie just launched his new book, Caitlin's Mooring. It's not his first book by any means, but his newest book. Vince, my friend Vince here, does music for TV and film, so we're hooking him in. You know, Marilyn, you know I'm a connector, so, get some actors in here. You and your husband's a professional actor, too. Carrie, what do you think? Am I getting too pushy by casting your film yet?
Not at all. Go right ahead.
That's great.
Well, yeah. Is there a bartender in the book?
Is there? No, there's no bartender in the book. Sorry.
How about in your short stories?
Yes, in my short stories, yes, I have. There's a bartender featured in one of the three stories in the novel, The Lottery Curse, which basically has three novellas put together in one book. And in one of those stories, very prominently, there is a bartender character.
Great. I'm up for that.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I mean, as the story is written right now, it's a man, but we can change that. That's no problem.
Okay.
All right. All right, so if everybody has a drink yet, we're going to go ahead and toast Carrie on his new book.
Man.
Has everybody had a drink?
Carrie, I noticed in your biography you must write very fast because they couldn't even complete the sentence. They said you've done three books and it lists four. That's how
he's got
that's
more
how
than
they
that.
Come out. They couldn't
more.
Even finish the couldn't finish the bio without another book coming out.
I know.
I'm interested, in the novella and the short stories. Did you start with short stories?
I did. I started with short stories, and I wish you were right that I did write fast. I don't. I just my strategy is to have multiple projects working at the same time, and then the one that the muse seems to be with me on that one. That's the one that gets my attention. But I'm a great believer in having multiple projects, in the queue, and kind of rotating around. Giving some of them a lot of attention, others maybe allowing them to just incubate a little bit it's like farming, sometimes you have to let one of the fields go foul for a while.
Yeah.
Go
fallow. Well, folks, you know what?
I want a T-shirt that says "Go fallow."
This party
but
is
your,
almost over.
Your biography
over.
Is so packed. You've got so many irons in the fire. I don't see how you divide up your room.
Well, I've got nothing better
true.
To do, you know, so so I work.
I'm working
hey,
on three
Duffy?
Different books at the same time, and I am just constantly torn.
Yeah, it's a juggling
act. I've got to finish one of them. How do you finish?
Well, that's what I said. At some point, you just, you know, you clamp down on one. You just say, you know, it just seems like it's flowing for you, and you just clamp down on that one, and you put the other ones aside, and just let the, you know, let the brain cells incubate on that, you know, for a while, and just focus on one. Just, you know, you have to. I mean, at some point, you know, sometimes I'm sure other authors have said this. You almost get tired of your own work, and you need to, like, you know, put it, you know, give yourself a couple of weeks distance from it and then come back to it sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In order to finish it. But,
okay.
But ultimately, I'm sure you'll be fine. Just focus on the one, you know, project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice. Hey, guys, you know, fine. We should have two things.
What?
First of all, anybody you know, Marilyn, anybody you know that's in the Boston area or Newton, go to New England Mobile Book Fair this Saturday from 1 to 3.
Okay.
It's in the Marshall Shopping Center in Newton. There's going to be pizza from Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, beverages, live music. I'll be there, and that's going to be Carrie's book launch. Come on
that's
in.
Great.
You're going to read, be there.
And I'm going to be there,
also,
too.
If we could... Carrie's going to be there, too, yeah. And
oh,
maybe
wow.
his dog. I hope he'll bring his dog. And so right now, to end the show, because this has flown by, if everyone could just take a turn and hold up your glass and give Carrie a toast for his book, start here with Vincent. No, I think Vincent's gone.
I think I cracked my glass.
Drew McCollum.
Is there a Facebook event for that I could share on my page or business
yes,
page?
Yes.
Is there okay, great. If you could send me that link and then I can share it, that'd be great.
I will. I'll send it to everybody.
Okay, great. Yeah, toasting. Good luck and good book sales.
Well, thank you very
Yay.
Kindly. I appreciate that very much.
Good luck with everything, and good luck with your novel. They all
yes,
sound,
yeah.
they all sound wonderful. I want to read everything.
And the best of luck with everything that all of you are doing. I mean, this is an amazing group of people. The talent here is quite impressive.
I'm very blessed to know some of the coolest people
I think
in the world.
So.
Okay, the next toast will be from... Oh, shoot. Who's at 475?
That would be me, Maggie Lynn.
Maggie Lynn! Maggie Lynn!
Is this a lot?
They were quiet on my own.
Who's at 404? Your lucky number tonight is 217.
Maggie Lynn's going to give her toast.
I just want to say congratulations again. This book sounds absolutely wonderful. I'm going to have to get a copy of it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
Happy to say
and,
so.
Oh, okay, so we had a toast from Drew and from Maggie Lynn. And Mitch, where's your toast? I know you know how to give a good toast. Musicians always know that. Okay, I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you. So what about my friend Marilyn Opitz up in Maryland?
I'm still here. Okay. Just wishing everybody good luck in all their endeavors, and it sounds like it's going to be a great book launch. I'm very excited for you. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate
and,
that. And everyone.
All right. And let's see. So we have Marilyn. Mitch, are you
I keep cutting out for some reason, but
I think he's
I'm
gone.
Not hearing anything,
all right. Keep everybody that was here. He was driving a big 18-wheeler when he called. Mitch, Marilyn, Duffy, Vincent, Drew, Carrie Azara. I will make sure I share all the information on where to get.
Great.
And there we go. Karen, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for
night.
It's nice to be with you all.
Well, we were the navigators, swinging everything you did. You jump and jive and pop and sing, saying everybody's got to swing. But Mom and Pop were right on time. They helped up all your nursery rhymes. So when you started off your dream of a jam that jitterbug sing. Vibe.